Hi there, it's Dee, and today I just want to share with you two stories that really illustrate the importance of you finding the people that you know have got a burning desire to buy your products or services. So I'm actually going to start off with a little story about a bad business. Now, I don't believe that really any business owner starts off with the intention of having a bad business. You've slogged like mad to get this business off the ground. You open your doors full of enthusiasm and zeal. You really want to change the lives of people with what you're doing. But, and it's a big but, you don't actually think about who you want to reach. So this poor business that starts off well goes on the slippery slope. Where do they start? Networking. Networking is brilliant. I've got nothing against it whatsoever. It's really powerful. But all you do is you get into the networking vein. Then advertising, local advertising. Again, it's not bad at all, but that's all you are doing. You're not really thinking about at the end of that advert or in your networking group, are there people that are going to buy from me? And what happens? You don't get sufficient business coming through the doors. So you frantically step up your activities. More advertising, more networking. 2 days a week isn't enough. Suddenly, 5 nights a week, you're out networking, burning the midnight oil. You may even succumb to maybe the odd internet scam or offer that promised to get you on the page one of Google if you just part with £20 a month or another sum of money. And all that happens is you become more and more dispirited. It's soul destroying, isn't it? You know that you're great at what you do, but somehow you're not actually getting enough people in through the door to buy from you. And really, accelerating doing the same thing over and over again is not the answer. And that really is the unfortunate malaise of the bad business. There's no plan B. Because really, although you brought all that passion to starting your business in the first place, you didn't actually sit down and work out who the people were that you wanted to reach that had got the greatest need to buy from you. So you went down what I call is the road often travelled rather than the road less travelled of that networking advertising vortex. And at the end of the day, what do? You start to get a little bit desperate. So you offer mates rates. Suddenly at your networking group, you're offering your services. You've got this fantastic product or service. So why are you now offering it at a much lower rate? And you're doing it because you're getting desperate. You start to offer special deals, discounts that can actually have the effect of discrediting this fabulous product or service that you are offering. Then what happens is your margins start being eroded. You're not making as much money as you wanted to, or your costs, even worse, are greater than the money that you're bringing in. And in desperation, you're thinking, I can't even afford the advertising now. I'm going to have to drop that. And that's a situation that so many small businesses can get into, even though they're brilliant at what they do. So let's now look at the flip side of this coin, at the good business. Now, this good business owner is quite relaxed. They're working very hard, but by God, are they enjoying being in their business. They spring out of bed on a morning with a glint in their eye. They really want to get out there and make business happen. And that's because they've got a really clear picture of who is going to be on the receiving end of their products and services. Because what they've done, they've sat down and really thought about the people that they know have got this deep underlying need to buy from them. Not just anybody, but the people that really want to buy. They've got a bit of an idea about the sort of decision-making units. Who am I going to reach? Who am I actually going to reach with my product or service? It's not just a faceless business. There's actually people behind it. So I'm going to find out who the people are that I need to communicate with. And I'm going to find out how long it takes for them to make the decision to buy from me. They start to think about the messages that they're going to take to these groups of people, because they know that people don't just buy out of emotion. Particularly in business, they buy because they've got a deep need. They get these little groups together, they cluster them. They think, do I really want to work with everybody or with people that are on my doorstep? And where am I best placed to service these people? That group over there, that might be a bit of an aspiration that I can't actually do business with them now because I'm not set up. I haven't got enough tools in my toolkit to really attract them. But maybe they're an aspirational group that I will reach. But they know exactly the people they want to target that have got a deep underlying need. So they've got these fantastic laser-honed benefit messages that they can carry to them. And they absolutely love their business. They enjoy doing their marketing because they're reaching more people that really want to do business with them, rather than trying to find that flipping needle in the haystack that so many of us try and do. So I hope that you found these few tips of mine useful. Certainly, I've had to do it with my own business. When I started out, it was about 6 years ago on my own. I had no money, but a glint in my eye and a clear understanding of the types of groups that would benefit from working with me or recommending me. So I know how hard it is to get onto that road less traveled. But by golly, once you actually get onto it, you find then that because you're an expert, you're reaching people that really want to do business with you, that you keep getting recommended. And before you know where you are, your next headache is, by gum, I've got to really grow this business and expand because there's so much coming in through the door. I don't know where to turn next.